officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China. I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
Yes, we're starting today with State of the States with our U.S. correspondent Nick Salmoni from WNYU radio station at New York University. Today on State of the States, we are talking Facebook's advertising blunders during the U.S. election campaign, and we touched a little bit on what defines a terrorist in the wake of the Las Vegas attacks.
A couple weeks ago now, Facebook made it known that there were ads that were bought by Russian companies or entities during the 2016 election, and that they were political ads that were based on our election, but they were bought and influenced by Russia. Mm. And what we're recently finding out is that they were specifically targeting swing states, Wisconsin, for example, and they were basically, according to the Senate Intel Chair, as of earlier today, they were essentially just trying to create chaos. They weren't necessarily trying to help a particular candidate, though we all know that they wanted Donald Trump to win. But they were doing so just by creating dissent in Facebook, you know, threads, comment groups, whatever, and just by posting those ads.
What do you think is the motive in that?
I mean, they want Donald Trump to be president. That's like something that most people are accepting, and the people that would be sort of stirred up by this, by these ads, and the ads specifically haven't been released, so it's not really something that we can specifically go into right now. But basically, they wanted to get voters riled up. They wanted to create some chaos, and they also wanted people to get more Donald Trump voters riled up enough that they would actually go up and vote. And you know, how effective those ads specifically are isn't something that we could know. But the fact that Russia bought ads that were targeting our election is definitely big news. And it's also big news because Facebook fought against rules that could have exposed the fake Russian ads. Since 2011, they've been asking for exemptions from political advertising disclosure rules, because political advertising on television is very, very regulated in the United States, whereas online it's less so. And Facebook wanted it to stay that way, whereas those kinds of rules would have probably helped the fact that, you know, random Russian entities could buy Facebook ads.
A debate there in that advertising on social media is almost more effective than on television? So why is that not regulated?
Because television ads are older and they've been around for a long time.
Right. And is it that the social media companies have power to fight against that regulation?
You know, it depends. Like, they definitely have money to lobby, but this is more like just them encouraging, you know, the FCC or other like internal executive regulators, because Facebook hasn't necessarily fought against this. There hasn't been a bill in Congress, right? This is just about how the executive branch of our government chooses to interpret these rules, and they haven't cracked down on online ads. Hopefully we'll see legislation, but with the current Congress, I'm not so sure. Hmm. But also, as of a few hours ago, also Russia's Facebook ads are remaining secret. Congress has decided to not release them, though they are investigating heavily. And this is just part of the Senate Intelligence Committee's investigation into the Russian interference in our 2016 election overall. Mm. But yeah, you know, Facebook also said that they don't necessarily, like, they want to protect against this happening in the future, but that they didn't know it was happening as it happened because it was all their automated system. And Mark Zuckerberg made a statement, you know, about how they're increasing their personnel and they're increasing their, you know, security and all this stuff based around this, and they're trying to prevent it from happening and look into what happened and working with Congress. But they also, their system allowed these ads to be sold in the first place.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they are at fault, but it's not like they did it knowingly. They just use the same system that they would use to sell any other kind of ad.
I mean, do you think that this clouds Trump's tenure since he took office? Or in any way sort of threatens his agenda?
You know, the narrative around the Facebook ads in particular has just been, look, even more evidence of Russia interfering in our election. The fact that it happened, people, it seems like it should be connected to, like, something that affects Donald Trump's agenda. But it really isn't. Like, the Senate committee is still looking into their interference. But since it's like Russia was doing something apparently without Donald Trump knowing, then it doesn't really affect him. But at the point at which the Intelligence Committee starts, and like there have been members of the Senate Intelligence Committee that want this to put Donald Trump under oath about his interactions with Russia, then it starts to affect him. Just the Facebook ads, it's mainly people being like, oh my gosh, how could we have allowed this to happen, rather than anything more severe, I guess. Though it definitely, like, you know, the more evidence we get about Russia, you know, undercutting his victory in this election, especially because he lost the popular vote. More people voted for Hillary Clinton, but she just lost the states that she needed. And so it definitely, like, does sort of continue make people skeptical of his authority and stuff like that. But he is still the president, and so we have to live with that.
He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Or he would have already. I wanted to briefly just, like, have a little discussion about the situation in Las Vegas. There's been debate over whether or not this is classified as terrorism. I mean, what's the general consensus over there in the media?
So it depends. The media and most people have different consensuses. One of the biggest criticisms of the media every time there's been an attack like this, and the fact that there have been multiple attacks like this that we can look at patterns, is a problem in and of itself. But, you know, a lot of the media, when it's been someone, a non-white individual, then the media calls it a terrorist attack. And when it is a white individual, the media tends to call it, you know, lone wolf. Which is interesting because ISIS has also claimed responsibility for the attack in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Even if they hadn't, you know, people like this attack in particular, especially because it was, you know, the largest, the most fatalities and most casualties in an attack like this in history.
At least in modern U.S. history.
At least in modern history. Yeah. Like we're seeing more media outlets, more mainstream media outlets, finally start to use the word terrorist. But in the initial reports, it still was lone wolf, you know, don't know why he did it.
Certainly before information about him is even released, like before there's any investigation into his family or his past, it's the automatic assumption that it's a lone wolf because he's a white man.
Right. And that's a huge criticism that people are having towards the media. Because like it was a terrorist attack. Like when I've been talking about it, and when a lot of people, especially sort of younger millennials and like college students are talking about it, we are referring to it as a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
And there has been a huge, huge and very vocal push to make sure that, yes, this is a terrorist attack and we're not going to call it anything else.
I mean, the word terrorist is, I feel like it's open to interpretation as well. I mean, there's varying definitions of whether or not it's religiously motivated attack or a politically motivated attack.
It can apply to
an attack of hatred.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It is an attack. It is terrorism. At the point at which someone's doing something like that, it causes terror. Yeah. It harms people, and it's terrorism.
Yeah.
It may not be foreign-based, even though ISIS is claiming responsibility for it. Like, the person who committed the attack was an American, but so were people who committed, the Pulse nightclub shooting. I think it was two American citizens.
Yeah.
So even then, it gets dodgy because you're still talking about American citizens. It's just people who seem on face American or not.
Yeah.
And that has to do with race, unfortunately. Totally.
There are a lot of people who are uncomfortable with calling that terrorism, which is a crying shame.
Excuse me. I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this?
It's time to talk politics.